Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Shova Vayelech Chorono. Looks like guys are Mekayim this Vayetze and Vayelech to another place. Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Shova Vayelech Chorono. The Pasuk starts off in this week's Parsha with a continuation of the scene of what happened in last week's Parsha. Yaakov Avinu is Vayetze from Be'er Shova Vayelech Charana. So Rashi on the place already is bothered by the words of the Pasuk, that we have extra words here, excessive words, and everything in the Torah has meaning. The Pasuk did not have to tell us, says Rashi, about his leaving. The Pasuk did not have to do it to be lengthy and tell us that he left. The Pasuk, all it needed to tell us is that he went to Charan. What's the purpose of the Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Shova? Yes, Rashi. Api Chazal. Says Rashi, Elamagid, she yitzias tzaddik min hamokoim oise roishem. That the leaving of a tzaddik from a place makes a mark, makes a distinction, makes an impression. Shebizman shatzaddik biir hu hoida hu ziva hu hadora. He's its glory, its shine, its greatness. When he leaves there, that all leaves with him. So the obvious question, and a very, very interesting question, is this is the first time that Tzaddik left that the Torah has to speak out. The Torah is emphasizing this vart here by Yaakov Avinu. There were Tzaddikim that left in other parashias. They traveled. You don't find this Lashon Rabbeinu. This is what's bothering me. The Torah does not tell us by any other tzaddik this Lashon and emphasize this point. That a Yitzias Tzaddik, when he leaves the Mokoyim, he makes a Rosha. First Kasha. Now we're going to take a little break from that question and discuss another parasha when I come back, Mat Hashem, to answer all these in Yonim. The Torah continues and tells us a very, very interesting scene, a very interesting story. I've always said nothing is real stories in Chazal. They're all to teach us tremendous lessons. But Vayifka Bamokoim, and the next pasuk continues now, he chances, he beats up in a place, and he sleeps there. Kivo Hashemesh, becomes night. Vayikach me'avdei hamokom vayosem ra'ash oisov vayishkav b'makom hahu. The Torah now tells us one of the very, very interesting scenes, which this is also, everybody has seen in their coloring books, has it in their coloring books. They've all drawn this picture in Kita Gan, or Gan 1-1, Gan 2. People are gone is here also, Gan 1, Gan 2. But there, that's that Gan 1, Gan 2. So what happened over there, they see, everybody remembers the famous story and the pictures, but I always have an interesting aura that we have to remember.
I forgot to bring it in.
But anyway,
have them there.
The bag. So anyway, Lemaisa, in the coloring books, everybody sees this famous story, you know, it's in the comic books. They have Yaakov Avinu with his nightcap on, you know, with his nightcap, and with disease, you know, with disease, Yaakov Avinu wearing his nightcap, he goes to sleep, my head is too big for this. Yaakov Avinu is wearing his nightcap, and he's sleeping on the rocks, and you see disease. And anyway, so the mice of the service of Dover, supposed to get his ski cap in this way. Anyway, but the mice at the end of the day, he's wearing his nightgown with that stupid hat on the top of the ball, and he's sitting there sleeping on the rocks. Some people have the rocks make them sleep on rocks, and some people sleep on the rocks. But anyway, Yaakov Avinu was sleeping on the rocks. And there was a fight in the middle of the night between the rocks. This rock said, I wanted him to sleep on my head. This one said, him. And everybody's depiction, the coloring books. That's why I'm coming out this year with a new coloring book. But that's what I'm telling you. The Applebaum's coloring book. The way it really is supposed to be. But said, you guys were robbed. I have the real story. Anyway, but the coloring book that you had, you've been sleeping with that stupid hat. And a little ball on top, and he's sleeping there with his long nightgown, and he's sleeping there, and all of a sudden the rocks are punching each other in the face and fighting it out, and each one says, no, I want, and they all of a sudden form into one rock under his head, and he's zing off, you know, with disease in the picture, just to make sure that you know that he's sleeping, even though his eyes are closed, but it's for those little kids that don't know what disease means. Anyway, he wakes up in the morning, and he opens his eyes, and there it is, one rock. All the rocks became one rock. However, from Rashi and from the Pesukim, it seems not that way. It's a mistake. You guys have had a mistake since you're little kids. From the Pesukim, it's mashma that they became one rock before he went to bed. Tell Moradina she made a mistake. But the Maisa, it could be she's going with the other Chazal. She read it in her, you know, her book. The Medrash says, I can't argue with that. But anyway, from the Rashi and the Pesukim of Mashma, that the way it worked was that he took the rocks, he went to get the rocks, he went to get 12 rocks, the Shvatim, and all the rocks came into one rock before he went to bed. Because the Pesuk says later on, Rashi brings, Vayikach esa evin asher sa mashma. So, again, because Rashi wants to bring a right that they came to one rock. How they became Rashi says, you see later on, he took the Evan, Asher Som Rashi. He didn't put one rock under his head, put many rocks. Must be they became one rock. But what does it say? Vayikach es ha'Evan, Asher Som Rashi Oysom. Asher Som, he put that Evan, Mirashi Oysom, under his head. When did he put that rock under his head? So my Siddur, it could be as a mokum for Moradina. I'll explain, it's a different shiur. It's a mokum to how to learn how the rocks got together. So maybe according to that, we can understand Moradina. But I want to say a pshat, and if you might pshat, you have a tremendous lesson of a tremendous understanding of what's going on over here. So again, according to what we're saying, what happened was Yaakov Avinu went, and he went to get rocks. He went to get rocks, 12 rocks, put it around his body, or his head, or the right of Farshim, put it around his whole goof. And all of a sudden, as he was getting them, they were fighting, he wants to be the right. Now he put them around, he made them into a marzeh, he made them a thing. Now, there was only one rock, now he was going to take to be the one for his head. They all started fighting, and Lamaisa, they all came one rock, and then he just put it onto his head, and that was it. So if that's the pshat, Rabbi said, that they became one rock before he went to bed, and he put that rock under his head, because he understood that they became one rock because they all wanted to service him. So I have a question. Why didn't he go now and get more rocks? He has only one rock now under his head. Before he had all the rocks around, and he had one rock for a pillow. But now they all became one rock again, into one rock. They all merged into one rock. So now all he has is that one rock under his head. He has nothing around his body anymore. Obvious question. No, that's a good question. Why did he get more rocks? It's not much that he got any more rocks. He went back again to get more. He went to get rocks, set them up. They all merged into one again before he went to bed. This is very important for the Vart. Before he went to sleep, they gave one rock. And now, these rocks are one rock under his head. That has to be used to be able to put it out there. He took it and he put it for his head. It's not much. We got any more rocks. What happened to the other rocks? That's the kasha we want to hit. So I want to say Gabal to be sorry to Bussi. So the board is as that. So those are the two kasha we're dealing with right now. Now the third thing, before we get to the board, Vayachaloyim, and that in that dream, Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep, and he has a dream, Rabbi said. He has a dream. And what's this dream? He sees a ladder, and that ladder is Mutzav Arza, with the feet on the ground, top in the sky, the head is in the sky, and there are Malachim going up and down on that ladder. Now we have to understand the point, and Hashem Yisbar is on top of the ladder, but the point of this dream, Rabbi Yisai, what's the point of this dream, Dafka, right now, that Yaakov Avinu has to hear and know? We have to know that the Gemara tells in Brachos that a dream is 1/60th of Nevuah. It's prophecy. A guy has a dream, no, not those dreams, but a guy has a dream, and not the things that he thought about during the day. That's no prophecy, Rabbi said. That's something else. We'll talk about it in a different shmooze. But anyway, a guy has a dream where he never thought about the dream, or was supposed to do that beforehand, thought about the thing beforehand. So the Ma'i said, the service of the Gemara says, it's 1/60 of prophecy. Hashem's talking, they're talking to you. And the reason you have it when you're sleeping is because your goof is not, the goof is a hefsek. Kodesh Baruch Hu always wants to give us secrets. That's what we always say over, that the going says unbelievable thing. Why was sleep created for? Many of us here don't understand the question, but the going asked the question, why was sleep created for? Here the going's question. One of us mommies have no shot what this going means. What do you mean, why? The shot is, why are we awake? That's our question. But the going had the gosh the opposite. What did it sleep for? So the going said, the purpose of sleep is, the way side. The purpose of sleep is that when we're awake, we're physical, our physical bodies are with us, and it creates a barrier between understanding on the Shama. And the Shama is holy. On the Shama is holy, but we're in the Shama, we're holy. And the kind of Shama, it's a holy, holy being. And because we have such a high Shama, we can really delve and understand real deep things. But we have a body, and the body's physical, and it makes a barrier. So the going says that when you go to sleep, right? When you go to sleep, the neshama goes up. As we know, in the morning it comes down again. And at some time, whenever we wake up, the neshama comes back to us. But those who wake up early, the kind of neshama, we say the kind of neshama, because the neshama comes back, the neshama goes up and gets secrets. The going says sleep was created because we can't understand certain things. Depths and secrets of the world of Torah, we can't get it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in your physical state. So you go to sleep, and if your body is Torah, and you were learning, and at that time you can understand things you never understood before, because there's no hefsek, there's no barrier of the body of Israel. That's why I understand, that's why I'm Ban Lachav Sfos. A lot of guys during my Shia, they go to sleep. They don't understand the Shia properly, and they sleep. It's a compliment. People think most of the yeshivas look at us and say, I look as a compliment. You know, he's going, he doesn't understand. But anyway, the Maisa, he goes to sleep, and Hashem gives him a vuah. V'inei malachei Elokim yorud oylem v'yorudim bar. There's malachim going up and going down. What's the idea? Okay. So we have to understand it, just such a powerful yisoid, but it's like this is something that is so important for everybody to understand. It's yisoidus. Yisoidus of what this world was created for, purpose of creation. And what should be our purpose? What are we doing here, boys? So as the Mesilas Yesharim tells us, boys, in the first parak, tells us fascinating things. The first paragraph of Mesilas Yesharim is something that every yeshiva bacha should know Ba'al Peh. Just the first paragraph, by the way. Avad Mitzvah Shom, we know, is a sefer that you learn. But the first paragraph is something that every single yeshiva Baha has to know Ba'al Peh. Because it is the focus, the agenda of what a person is doing in this world. And it guides us within the Yisoyed HaYisoyed. There we go. Afterwards, it breaks it down. But the first paragraph is so essential for every yeshiva Baha, for every person. But in that paragraph, he tells that, as in the beginning, which just needs a separate shmuzin, that we were created for the next world, and to be in the next world and have the best pleasure, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. But he put us in this world, that course through this world, by being dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, we can earn our rights to the next world. And the Mesilas Yesharim says something very, very yisoid. That the yisoid of creation, the yisoid why a human being was created for, is for the next world, not for this world. And this entire world was created to help the individual and to service the individual in order, obviously there are nisyonis also, that's also the service, and that should be miskaber. They should overcome his nisyonis. But everything, let's say physical in the world, Hashem created it, that it should be used by the person in order to lift it up, elevate it to a different level. The human being of Yisrael, the tzaddik, is the top of the breed. The world was created to service the tzaddik. The world was made for the purpose that the tzaddik should live here and use the world through his dveikas b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, his mitzvahs, to bring the world up to a different level of existence. That when the tzaddik uses something, and the tzaddik is mishtamish with something, it elevates it, as the Basil Shalom says. And if chas v'sholoim, a person is not a tzaddik, or a person does wrong, he brings down not only himself, but he brings the world down with him. God created man that man should not only be in control of himself, but the whole entire world is drawn after him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world that the tzaddik, the great righteous person, and the tzaddik, we have to understand what that means about that. We look at the tzaddik sometimes as, you know, never does my baby. Tzaddik also falls. It's a different shmuz. But the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, he wanted it, that the man should use it, and especially the tzaddik should use it out and mishtamish with it for his tachlis and elevate the world with his usage. And one of the rayas he brings is from the story of the stones. The stones that each one was saying, on my head should rest this tzaddik. And the world, the whole entire world, the stones, the buildings, everything in the world wants to service the tzaddik. Wants the tzaddik to use it. And the world is run by that tzaddik. He could lift up the world to a different existence. So says Rosh Hashanah. So I thought, it's so beautiful. What was going on by Yaakov Avinu? Listen carefully. Unbelievable. Yaakov Avinu takes out 12 stones to guard his body. All of a sudden, they all fight. They come into one. He has now one stone, nothing to guard his whole body, nothing to guard him. We ask, why don't you get more stones? Doesn't match when they got more stones. The answer is so beautiful. Yaakov Avinu had a suffix. He was unsure. He knew he was a great man. He wasn't foolish. He knew he was in the levels of tzaddik, but he wasn't sure that maybe he had something wrong that he didn't deserve to be watched over. We have to understand If the world is there to service the tzaddik, then how could it be that he's worried that he's going to be attacked by an animal? The animal has no shlita, has no control, has no power over the tzaddik. He's made to service the tzaddik, not to damage the tzaddik. But Yaakov Avinu had a question. He had a suffix. He was unsure. Maybe he's not worthy to be the tzaddik. Maybe he had done something wrong. As we see later on in the parasha, in this parasha. So Yaakov took the stones to guard himself. But once he saw, listen carefully, unbelievable part. Once he saw they became one, what was the message that God was giving? God was giving a message that these stones want to serve your tzaddik. He doesn't need anything to guard him anymore. The message of the stones becoming one, as the Sefer Moreh says, was the message that you are a tzaddik that the world wants to service you. That's why they became one stone. It was great. If that's the vart, he doesn't need shmir anymore. It answers our question. Want to get more stones? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him clearly, you don't need no shmirah. You've been a tzaddik. Tzaddik doesn't need shmirah from the Bria. The Bria is there to service the tzaddik. It's only when the Chas V'Shalom person is doing the wrong thing, then the Bria there is in the kalka with him and the Bria attacks him. But the Bria is there to service the tzaddik. And this is the lesson that the Torah was teaching Yaakov Avinu. And I believe that was the dream that he had. It was this gala to him that Malachim are going to escort you. You're going to Chutzlaritz now. Maybe that's what he was worried about. He had to leave Torah. He was leaving the base. He was going out to the world. He was leaving the base. Maybe he's not that righteous tzaddik anymore. That level. He has to go out to bid the world. Hashem said, I hold you the biggest tzaddik. I hold you on the level that the world should service you. No one's going to attack you. He sends right away in that dream. The Malachim of Chutzlaritz are going to escort you. You're not going to be touched. You're going to be guarded over in your venture to Golus. Because you're the tzaddik, and the world is made to service and to take care of and to make sure that the tzaddik has what he needs. But this is, Rabbi Yisai, such an important lesson we have to understand, Rabbi Yisai. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, a beautiful world. Apples, bananas, strawberries, kiwis, beautiful fruits, vegetables, meat. Everything we have in the world, you look at the Bria, such a beautiful Bria, Rabbi Yisai, an entire Bria. So deep. So amazing. So fascinating, the Bria, Rabbi Yisai. From the smallest little ant, to the biggest of the mountains, from the lakes, to the rivers, to the oceans, to the whatever it is, to the stars. What a world! One of the Bachelor gave me one of these. What is it called?
Binoculars.
What?
Binoculars.
No. Yeah, binoculars! You see binoculars, you can see the world in a different breed. You get a telescope, you can see into the stars. There was an eclipse a few weeks ago, everybody was out there with their. You can see the sun and the moon. Such powerful luminaries, such a world. What's the purpose of everything? Grand Canyon, here we come, roping down Mount Fillmore. The Great Lakes,
Niagara Falls. Have you been there ever, man?
You've got to go down the falls. Have you been in the Himalayas? Giant mountains. Great lakes. Fascinating world.
service the tzaddik. To make sure that the tzaddik can accomplish his mission in this world.
The Rambam writes in Zakhtoma, the Peirush HaMishnayos, if we see a giant hut, beautiful building, in the middle of a jungle somewhere, what's the purpose of that building? Zok the Rambam, that one time, a righteous person will walk by that area. I don't know what he's doing there. It's Bein Hazmanim. It's the African jungle. He's looking for the Baal Chabad minion, the 10 o'clock Shabbos minion, in the African jungle. Yes, he has the baboons and the monkeys swinging for the trees, and he's out there in the jungle. This tzaddik is going to pass by one time into that jungle, into that forest, and take some shade from that building, says the Rambam. That was the whole reason for that building. The White House. That White House on Capitol Hill with some black guy behind the in the office, sitting in a big chair above stuff. There's red phones and there's white phones. The emerging phone, the atomic bomb phone, the this phone, the that phone, this phone that he calls his wife and said to what to make for supper tonight. All the phones are there above stuff. And if in that office people think, what's the purpose of that Capitol Hill above stuff? That building called the White House. What's the purpose? So that some black guy can walk around in shorts and eat taco chips. The purpose is that one yid, a chashivi yid, walks in there one time and he has a little bit hanor from the building. That's the purpose of the Capitol Hill White House. Come on, Rabbi. The White, not the White House. Yes. The White House. Well, today it's called the Black House. That's the purpose of it. The whole entire purpose of it. And this is, we have to get into our new Rabbisah. We have to understand how important we are. Everybody's filling out sheets now, positive Rabbisah. The first positive to think about is, we don't understand that we're here in Beis Medrash. We're learning Torah, Rabbi Zach. We don't understand that the whole purpose of creation, of everything that's going on in the world today, is only to service those people who are righteous, who are learning. Rabbi Zach, no background music, Rabbi Zach. I'm Navin Yavin. That's the top. And we're going to see one day, we're going to realize that everything in the Bria was created for our Torah, for Tzaddik. Gracious born of the Kibbutz of Shavavi and Soretz. Hashem created the heavens and the earth. What for? The heavens and the earth, es l'rabba says everything including the heavens and the earth. What for? Gracious, b'shvil racious, b'shvil Yisrael. For tzaddikim and b'shvil Torah, which makes us into tzaddikim. That's the purpose. That's what the world is made for. That's what the ganze, unbelievable, intricate, fascinating, so amazing world that we have. And the more they know, the more they understand, the more it sees. It's so deep. There's so much more to the world that we don't know. But everything is created for the tzaddik, for the ben Torah, for the person that does the right things. And this was the lesson of us, I think, also when Yaakov left the city. Because many people think Avram also left, and Yitzhak also left. But Avram and Yitzhak, when they left, when they traveled, they were people who were looked on in the world, Be'etzem. They were people that went out in the world and proclaimed the God's name. Avram was known as the Nasi Elokim. He was a prince in the world. Of course, when he left, the world understood. He made a roshan. He was out there spreading God's name all over. Yitzchok also, we see in the past, they all came to him. They saw his greatness outwardly. But Yaakov Avinu, where was he, Rabbi said, his whole entire life? Yoshev Oyholim. He was in the base. A scrawny little Avrech. Let's say he was Dafka scrawny, but a scrawny Avrech was sitting in the back of the base. No one recognized him. He wasn't out there doing Kiruv. He was sitting and learning Torah. When he leaves the city, who knows that he left? Especially in our case. He ran out of there in a hidden way because Yosef was chasing him. He ran out there without any glory. The Torah is saying, you don't understand. People might not notice it. But what gave glory to that city? What gives honor to that city? Was Yaakov Avinu, the guy sitting in the base. Still a hate, silence, quiet. No one noticed him. When he left, that gave greatness to the city. That the city lost its greatness. That's what the Rashi wants to teach us. That the this tzaddik, who wasn't so famous, wasn't so known, he was sitting in the base medrash, just learning Torah all the time, and he left. The city was a different city. There were no heads, there were no billboards, there were no announcements. There were no newspaper articles about him. But when he left, the city changed. Because that gives glory to the city. That gives honor to the city. That saves the city. We had a few parishes back. Avram had a masu matu with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem wanted to destroy the city of Stoim, the Sodomites. And Avram was saying, Ulai Hashem, maybe there's 10 tzaddikim, maybe there's 50, down to 10 tzaddikim. The Bailey Olopian says, describes what would have happened, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's say he would have found 10 tzaddikim b'soi chadir. Hashem wanted to destroy. Avram talked back, okay, Hashem was masking 10 tzaddikim, and they found the 10 tzaddikim. One, this guy here, one, the next day, Stone wakes up! The guy's pushing his apple cart down the street. This guy's walking around. He's eating a falafel. And the tchina's dripping down his thing. And this guy's eating a hot dog with mustard. And he got it on his nose. He has a mustard nose. And he's enjoying his hot dog. And no one realized that last night this city was in a stage. They were going to be wiped out. They were going to be made into hot dogs. Without the sauerkraut. And here they are all sitting in restaurants, cafes, everybody's outside. And they didn't realize there was this thing going on at night, this tumult in heaven, that they should have been destroyed. And they didn't realize that all these people would have been wiped out. They would have been jelly beans. Mikes and Ikes! And here they are, all walking, smiling, eating. And they don't realize that those 10 tzaddikim who are scattered don't even know who they are. They're in the base medrash somewhere in Stone out there, hiding because no, in Stone you weren't allowed to look. Wherever it was, these people who were like Muranos, doing God's will in the oppression or being suppressed and doing God's will, they saved the city! The city's around because of them. And no one knows it. Because there's no fame, there's no fortune, no announcements. No one knows. But the tzaddikim, Ulai Yesh, Asrodim Tzisrei Chayir, Bitzalti L'kol HaMocho, I'll save the entire city. Because that city has a reason to stay around. There's 10 tzaddikim, Tzisrei Chayir. The tzaddik saves the Mokom, because the Mokom has a purpose. Can be elevated. And this is the lesson that Yaakov Avinu teaches us. How terrible it is with us that the world has perverted in our minds. Who is the star? Who's the great one? Who's the one we should look up to? Some Schwarzer with long afro hair on drugs. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Wow! I want his underwear. I want his saliva and his schnott from his nose and selling online. Crazy! And the world's running and putting up pictures of this guy. You go to rooms and have a picture of a guy who's drugged out. He killed himself. He forgot how many pills he took. He shot himself up in every part of his body. There was no more holes left in his body to put the needles in anymore. And he's the guy we're looking up to. He's the guy we... Oh, wow! This is... Oh, I saw this guy. Wow, he looks so cool. He looks like a monkey from the zoo. What are we looking up to about him? Big pit poster on him. Everybody's talking about some basketball selling his house. The whole everybody knows about some basketball player and coming to him and saying, oh, did you hear? This basketball selling his house now. People want a light from the chandelier. $16,000, just get a light bulb from one chandelier. Crazy! He'll wake up in the early hours of the morning. We gotta see him from far. Maybe we can see his left nostril. I saw him! Wow! You're amazing! You saw the left nostril of Sam Stupidity! His last name. You're so excited! Unbelievable! What's so great about this guy? That people are running after him and mourning him. If he dies, who cares? What did he accomplish in his lifetime? Only craziness. He brought craziness to the world. He brought death to the world. He brought dishonesty to the world. This is the guy. Oh, Rebbe, don't talk about my idol. That's my idol. I idolize him. He's so, so special in my eyes. He can kick a ball into a net. Mom is so talented. And wear the jerseys and walk around. Evil, that, wow, this guy, I don't know. It's so, you know, just when I put on that jersey, I feel like I'm so special. I feel like, you know, dunk now. I'm a 5'6 white man. And now I put on his sneakers and I can jump and dunk the basket now. So I'm wearing Jordan jumpers. And I could be like that guy, and I want to be like that guy. What do you want to be like? Some druggie, some meshuggah, some person that his whole life, you look into their lives, because every single one of them is divorced. Not one of them is married, or they weren't married 16 times, 18 times. Their life is drugs. Their life is about immorality. The whole life, of us. You read the books, you read about every single thing about them. It's just immorality. There's nothing great, nothing normal about them. So what are you idolizing? What are you making a big deal about? What are you running to see? Guy wants to take a break. Yes, yeah. Wow, for hours, let's talk about this guy. He's amazing. He's unbelievable. What is he? What makes him great? Greatness is the man himself. Not he can do it. There's monkeys also could fly from trees. His monkeys could jump up into tremendous do tumble salts and jump over poles and run fast. His monkeys like that also. His animals like that also. The cheetah is much faster than maybe not this, I don't know, but this fastest man. They're much faster animals, Rabbi. What are you so excited? Because he's in the form of a man? Oh, wow. You see his legs when he runs in that track and field? Wow. I'll get you an animal, a cheetah. He could beat him out also. What are you so excited about? What's the thing? What's he doing for society? What's he doing for mankind? What did he do? He bowled the 300? What did he do? What did he accomplish in his life? Did he change? Did he overcome a taiva in his life, once in his life? Was he righteous? Well, yeah, you look into his life. He gave to all these charities. All the charity. What do you mean? Look at all the charities he gave to. He's the biggest supporter of AIDS in all ways. He's had it 3 times already, so he's ready into AIDS. Take care of AIDS. I'm not saying there's no other charitable guys or boys out there. But you look into Roy with the lives of boys, it's a life of deceit. We don't say that. But that does what makes them righteous is pretend that they are charitable. That's the righteous thing. But the fact that you look into their lives and you see craziness, and what are we showing ourselves? We have a picture of such a person in your room. What are you showing us when you talk about these people? You want to take a relax, you want to watch a game. I'm not talking about knowing what I say. But to idolize somebody who might hate you and hate your family, could be the biggest anti-Semite, who wants to kill the Jews, you're idolizing him. Somebody who's caught with cocaine and all this stuff and garbage, and that's what he lives on. That's my hero in life. That's what you're looking up to. That's what you're dreaming about. You're thinking about all the day. As a person that's keeping the world going, the person that the world is created for, the person that the world is going to continue going and having hatzlocha and brocha. It's because of the tzaddik. He tzaddik in the kol ha-mokum ba'avura. The whole place will be saved. And we never have been caught up in this. Because of the films, because of the advertisement industry, that they have put into our mind, we've been brainwashed. You really have to get into your mind. You've been totally brainwashed. If it wasn't for the fact that all the advertisements and the articles and the pictures and all that thing that takes our minds, and this is chashuv. You see a picture in a magazine of somebody up on the top of a rim or hitting a home run and everybody's screaming, wow! We wouldn't be so influenced by this, but we've fallen in, all of us, myself included, as from a young kid. We've been brainwashed. We've been impressed that this is greatness. Greatness. Why? Because 50,000 drunkards are up there screaming. Ah! You see what goes on at these places, Rabbi. At these places, you see people have killed each other in a match. They've killed each other. They walk out drunk, stoned off their box. And this is, they've been in the Colosseum of They walk out, you can tell from how they come out of the place, that they haven't been in a place that promotes greatness. And here we are, schlepped in again with the Galatia belt, idolizing this guy and that guy. You go one after the next into their history, into their background. You see they have no married life, they're cheating. That everything that's going on there is all disgusting of myself. And you have a picture on your wall? You have a picture on your phone? Oh, I met him at a bar mitzvah. He came to a bar mitzvah. He knew the bar mitzvah bacher's father. And he walks in, and there walks in Adam Godel, who the whole world is lying on. He walks into that there. And in back of him comes a 6'7" forward for some team, a 6'10", 6'11" center. He walks in behind him in his size 18 sneakers. He walks in behind him, and 16 Shiva Bacha run over. Everybody's excited to go. And they knock the puddle off, over, and they jump on this guy, this black Schwarzer. Oh, I can't believe it! He's the third string center for some college, some ABA team, and they're running. Wow, can I get your autograph? This one buck goes down and licks his sneaker. He shows, look at my tongue! I have his spit in his dirt from his sneaker! Not my tongue! And every buck comes over, can I lick your tongue? I want some of that dirt! Unbelievable.
And the other guy's hugging the guy and he's speaking to the guy, I have your autograph, I want to have your autograph. You know, he can't even sign his name, sorry. Can't get, I have two initials, I don't know how to sign my name yet. He didn't make it past third grade. I idled this guy. He can't speak English! He grew up in America, on my side! He can't speak English! Me, no speaking to English! He didn't graduate sixth grade! He couldn't pass the 6+7 test! Can't get it! But he graduated from the best college because they paid him because he knew how to put a ball in a basket, but his IQ is below zero! Mamish! You sometimes hear these guys, they sound ridiculous! I once heard an interview, one of these guys, in the back of the old days, they said an interview, said you're not playing so well today. They told me he's not playing so well. Mamish, you see the so he started to give a heads, but... Well, you have different type of muscles. There's a rebounding muscle and a shooting. My rebounding muscles are doing... Come on, this guy's Mamish, an idiot! And people are seeing that, wow, that makes sense. Wow, that's so interesting. The rebounding muscle. Come on. What are you, an idiot? His IQ is below zero, but everybody's, wow, that guy. Unbelievable. I can't believe it. He's just unbelievable. And we're running around, running after everybody's side. I'm not coming to tell you shouldn't follow sports because it's a different point. That's a different follow sports. You need it for the outlet, it's a kosher outlet. For a number of years that you need it, you need it. On its level, on its controlled, whatever, you speak to your Rebbe. If you do need it, when you need it, that's not our point. The person needs kosher outlets. Probably it's one of the kosher outlets probably that's around. It's a different shmooze, yes or not. It's for sure better than a lot of other things. But at the same time, it was the idolization, idolizing these guys. And to realize they're bringing down the Bria and the Kal Klal Bria. After that game, what do you think he goes and does? The most terrible things. And he destroys the Bria and he brings Klal to the Bria because of it. I'm not saying every one of them, but a lot of these guys, what are they doing? They're bringing this immorality. You look at everything, they're bringing the disgusting things to the world. People learn from them, they see them, and they learn from them, and they go after them. All the world follows them because of this, and other people learn to be like that. People don't understand that these people, that the world idolized, they set the tone for society. People want to be like this guy because they idolize him in sports, and they want to follow his path. His life path. Divorced at 26. He had a child already at 19. He was married, of course not. They don't do that. He's divorced, and he got married again. He can't follow it anymore. He married his wife, she married his wife. They didn't marry, they did marry. Who knows what's going on over there? Whose kid? They don't know whose kid he is. Could be at least to be a basketball star, because any one of the fathers was a basketball player. Want to pick one of the above. I guess they'll have to know whose father was by how good he is. These people are reading these articles about him, and it gets into the brain. And they're idolizing that. So that's the life I'm going to live also. I mean, they've studied this. People are influenced by these things. People have grown up to be murderers and crazy people because they followed suit to these people that they idolize. We have a Torah that teaches that we have one person to idolize. It's Avraham. Because he brings greatness. He brings wealth, real wealth. He brings beauty to the world. Beauty! He makes the world a better place to live! That scrawny little guy! He causes that the world has bracha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to bless the world. He wakes up and the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel sees the world. He's angry. This current af. This is going on over here. And that's going. Can you imagine the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the world, boys? Let's see that sees the world. Sees what's going on. Especially at night. That
life. He looks down, what's going on here? Here, there's here, this, drug, blue killing, murder, crime, boom, boom. He's looking at the world. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying? I have nachas from this world. And then he looks down, the boy's like, to one base medrash, the Mat Shlomo. And he sees over there a young bacha sitting in Salavetrik, no, sitting in the base medrash. And he's learning Torah. He's learning Torah. He's sleep by the Gemara. And he says, you know what? My world has purpose. I'm going to keep this world going. It's a great world. There's this guy learning here. This guy doing an act of chesed over here. This guy helping somebody over here. Unbelievable. Look, you're right. There's a lot of things going on wrong out there. But I see unbelievable. I see tzaddikim. And the world has purpose. The world has purpose. The things that the world are created for can get elevated because there's people out there elevating it by their deeds of chesed. The boy side, we have to understand this so clearly. This is the yisoid of hashkafa of the yidur of chesed. Everything was created for that yid. Everything is made for the progressive learning. The Gemara says, and I'm ending with by saying, Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, La'asid Lavoi, Kodesh Baruch Hu to call all the Ummos together. And he asked them, is this called the Ummos? They're going to come in, everyone's going to get the schar. Hashem says, those who work the Erev Shabbos, Yerichov Shabbos, those people who work down this world, are going to get reward in the next world. So the Ummos are going to come and say, one second, I'll be here. We made bridges. The Parsiim are going to come, the Gemara says. The Persians are going to come first. And they're gonna kinda pays them a day. They're gonna say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, one second. We did also. So Kodesh Baruch Hu in the call in the Ummah, he asked them, what do you do? So he says, what do you mean? We made shvakim, we made shuks, marketplaces. We made bathhouses. We brought money to the world. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say, one second. What are you trying to do? So they say, Loyos, you know, Elder Shvili Yisroel, Kodesh Yisroel, they say, we did this. You know why we did all this stuff? We made marketplaces. We opened up a big marketplace in Italy. We opened up bathhouses in Poland to the Yidden, to learn Torah. That's when the time's out going, we want reward. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to answer them. One second. Shakra, he said, you fools. You made those marketplaces to have Zionists over there. You made those bathhouses because for yourselves you wanted to have pleasure in the bathhouse. Kesev is off because you want to be rich. Don't tell me about the Yidden to learn Torah. So the Brisker Rav, he asked a tremendous question on this Gemara. I don't understand something. What are we talking about? We're talking about the real world. This is Lost in Lovely. They're coming, imagine the scene. They're coming in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the world they have truth. And here they come and they can say, listen, Shem says, no. What, you want some reward? Yeah, we want reward. Give me some reward. Okay, what'd you do? Bathhouses. We built shops. Money. We made money. Currency. Yeah, and we did it for Yisrael to learn Torah. Boys, what's going on? Is the Brisker Rav? We're talking in the real world, not the fake world anymore. Even the guy in court is a little nervous. The judge will catch him. We're talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They're not fools. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself. They're talking to him. What did they say? Yeah, we did everything for. Come on, George. Come on. You built it for Torah. What are you? What are you, crazy? They're going to go in the world of heavens? But even more stress is the Brisker Rav. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu answer them? He doesn't call them liars. You liars. He calls them shaitim. He says fools. He doesn't call them liars. So the Brisker Rav, unbelievable thought. They come along in Taina. We made those bridges. We made these marketplaces. We did everything for Shvil she asked for Torah. Are they lying, Rabbi Isai? The answer is no! They're not lying.
just the Hanoisenis. They're going to come to the next world, and they're going to see bridges and marketplaces that they made, and they're going to realize this void that we're saying in the Shmuz, that everything was created in order that Gideon, you learn Torah. That's what it was really created for. Hashem won in the world, because that's the purpose. That we said everything's for that purpose. The guy sat there building the Brooklyn Bridge, Rabbi said, brick by brick. He thought he was building it in order that people could go from Brooklyn to Manhattan. But you know what he was building it for, Rabbi said? He was building it for... He was building it for the scrawny Avrech and his Haverim driving the 1929 Fiat to get to Koilel! Baruch Bernstein with his cropped up hat! And he has to get to Koilel! So the world says, oh, what do you mean? The businessman has to go to Manhattan! Mr. Stanley has a poison business downtown Manhattan! He needs the Brooklyn Bridge! No! Baruch Bernstein! The cold old guy! Does he can't afford a normal hat? And he's driving this car! Four of them get out! They gotta push it across the bridge! It's a 1924 Dart! Dodge Dart! With three wheels! They don't have real tires over there. The third wheel's not a wheel. It cracks all the way over with the muffler hanging down. There's so much noise. Bernstein, get rid of that car! You don't understand. The whole Brooklyn Bridge is for Bob Bernstein with his scrawny hat. Because the whole tire world was created for Tyra. And people are thinking, that guy, get him off the creek, get him off the fish, get him off the road. He's destroying the Brooklyn Bridge. And the whole entire Brooklyn Bridge, but every brick and every piece of metal was created to that Kilo Yungalai that drives across that bridge. People don't understand that. That's the problem. Not for the rich entrepreneur, and not for the neurosurgeon who's going to do brain surgery today in New York City Hospital. He's operating on the brain, Rabbi Sai. He's taking out a peanut that fell into somebody's brain, or maybe it was his brain. Not for that neurosurgeon, Rabbi Sai. Baruch Bernstein and his chabura that learned in a kollel in Rivendell. 16 scrawny Yarechim. They have no money. They only barely get a kollel check. They walk around with old suits, given by the Gemach, with his popped up hat. And the entire Brooklyn Bridge is for that Koilo guy to come across. That's the MS, and that's what Kosh Bo tells them. He doesn't say shakronim, shoytim, you fools. Because if you would have thought for a second that you're making those bridges and you're making those shuks for the tzaddik, then it would have turned out that you would have got tzchar. But you don't get tzchar because you're shoytim. You did it for your own purpose. Everything was created for the Jew, for the Torah, boy side. During the Sefer Chaim Salomeh said, the Doylem said, in World War II, it was the craziest matzah. The Germans were even losing the war, but for sure, even when they started the war, in the middle of the war, they decided they wanted to bring a Trans-Siberian tracks. To build tracks that take across Siberia. There was no reason for the building of the tracks. It took out so many men. No one understood why they're building it. They had no purpose. It was very far. Maybe they had to take some wood, but compared to what they needed to do, they invested so much energy and time. No one understood. Later on, when the Rear Yeshiva escaped to Shanghai, everybody understood why they were building those tracks. That Torah should continue and flourish in Eretz Yisrael, in America, in the meeting with the Mir Yeshiva and all the people that came out from the papers. They thought they were building the tracks for their purpose. The MS is Shoite. Everything is for Torah. Because the the world is made from Shamus inside. And we have to get that into our new world inside. The one that we idolize. The one that we look up to. The one that we realize is bringing greatness to the world. Is that Talmud Chacham? It's a busha that guys don't know. Certain Gedolim, they don't know the names. I met once had a guy who's Chaim Kanievsky. Who is that guy? He wasn't sure who he was. I thought he owns a pizzuchim shop in Bnei Brak. He sells watermelon seeds also there. I never heard of that gadol. I never heard of that rabbi. He knows every batting average and every thing and every that. He knows every number of every player. He knows even the backup players. He knows the assistant's coach, wife's name. And he doesn't know a Pasha the Gadol, the boy said. He doesn't know the Gadol, never heard of that Gadol. Never heard of that Gadol. He can walk by in a chasen and knock him over even. Because he doesn't hear of the Gadol, the boy said. What does that mean? That means we're missing the boat. I mean, the world has taught us to idolize the wrong person. The world has taught us that. And the Yisoid, the boy says, there's more Dima would say. Not the idolization of the person, it's the realization that what's the Iker in the world, the boy said. What are we doing here? What's our purpose? Whoever's our purpose is to put a ball in a basket. And our purpose is to take a stick and hit a ball with it. Then in Hanami, we have to idolize those who do it the best way. But if our purpose is to become great people, our purpose is that each and every one of us can become great, then we have to idolize great people. People who really define greatness. Who have taken themselves and made themselves into the ultimate man. The man that the whole world lives for. Tzaddik Yisoid Oilo means the tzaddik is the foundation of the world. The world exists because of the tzaddik. That's greatness. That and only that is greatness. There should be zeichah v'eza Hashem Yisborach to understand this Yisoid. Make our life goal to idolize the right man. And through that, we ourselves are both side. One day, as a gift they used to have, an album of Gdoilim around his bed. And in the middle was an empty picture. And the Bochrim of the Yeshiva asked, whose picture goes there? And he said, hopefully one day, it'll be my picture.